It's 20 to 9. Let's go to Sicily next, where a group of 9 students from Trinity College Dublin were caught up in a volcano eruption on the island yesterday on a tour to Mount Etna. It's one of the most active volcanoes in the world, 13 eruptions so far this year alone. Let's talk to one of them, Alex Stoyan, who's just completed a degree in chemistry at Trinity. Alex, good morning.
Morning, Gavin. How are you?
So you were on a tour. Tell us what happened.
We get up and we kind of get off the bus, you know, to really explore it on foot. And that's when things kind of started to go awry for us. And I guess it's kind of, you know, the more you think about it, you kind of get into that fight or flight kind of blur. You forget what happens and you just kind of start running with your group or whoever you see.
So as you were taking the bus, at the volcano, there was some smoke coming from the volcano anyway, which is normal. But what happened when you got up there?
Yeah, so like on the bus, we did see it kind of a bit smokier than the previous days that we were here. But we were told, look, it's just a bit more active today. And even the tour guide said it's a special day. And we were excited to get something better, I'd say, than just steam. But once we got up there, in hindsight, it was explained to us that a gas bubble exploded and then part of the kind of cliff kind of collapsed. And that caused a huge kind of cloud of dust and gas to kind of come plummeting towards us. And I think that's what scared us all.
How scary was it?
Scary enough that I think we were on the phone to our family trying to get through and say that you know, we don't know what's going to happen and we're just on the bus waiting to go back down.
Was there many of you there? I mean, were there many other tourists there?
I'd say all in all about 100 easily, because once we got back down to the safe 2,000 kind of point, 2,000 meter point, one of the tour guides even said it to us, there's too many people up there. There were, if buses had to come back up to collect extra people. So yeah, I think all in all about 100.
No one hurt, Alex, no?
Not that we've heard of, no.
As I mentioned, it is one of the most active volcanoes in the world. Eruptions are not uncommon. Mm. Were you warned that something like this might happen?
Not at all. I mean, like I said, like we've been here a few days and it's just been white steamy smoke. So we were like, okay, I mean, it seems to be quite relaxed now. And going up, we saw the smoke and we were like, oh, it's a bit extra active. And we weren't told anything, you know. I guess maybe a warning shot should have been when we got closer. You can hear it sounds like a bit like a jet engine. So maybe that should have warned us.
I assume the tour guides are used to this, are they?
I think once I guess the kind of the eruption happened and we saw their kind of discoordination and kind of lack of help, we lost a bit of faith in them. But I think they're meant to be trained geologists by trade.
So they were well used to this, yes?
I'd say so, yeah.
Everyone okay now?
We're all okay. Having our morning coffees and trying to come down from it.
Would you recommend anyone to do it if they're off to Sicily?
Absolutely, but if you see black smoke, maybe replan.
Alex, thanks very much for talking to us. That's Alex Stoyan, speaking to us from Sicily this morning. It's 9:15.